If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The money lady, Terry Savage. It's Wendy in for Lisa. I bet you had a crush on Bobby Sherman as well, didn't you? Or not really?
I'm going to send you back in time. Okay, Wendy?
Okay.
Do you remember this? Because you're always doing stuff like this. Because this is what I think aptly describes one of the strangest days I have ever lived through in the stock market. I've been watching for a while. So do you remember who said this? What, me worry?
Oh, yes. Who did that?
That was Alfred E. Newman.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Magazine.
Yes, Mad Magazine.
Damn. How about that?
I should have known that. I'm ashamed.
You have to be grown up to remember Mad Magazine. But today, I think that I was thinking, how do I describe this? And I went, I remember Alfred E. Newman. What, me worry? And that's what the market said today. You have the S&P 500, the broadest index, within 1% of its all-time highs.
Wow.
The Dow jumped 500 points today. And this despite the fact that 48 hours ago, you know, bombs were flying and the Middle East looked like it was going to go up in flames and world oil supplies would be disrupted and people would be killed. But today, well, oil had rallied about 12%. It's back down to $65 a barrel, down 6% today.
And I thought it was going to go up. I filled my gas tank up.
Exactly. Gold, which is the, you know, this is where the world runs when it's going to be a problem, down $56 today to $33.38. Its high is about $34.52, as I recall. But so it's not like it's crashed. But the point is that all these fear places that you would think would happen didn't happen. Stocks rallied. Airlines are up. Cruises are up because, well, fuel costs will be down with oil down. And because consumers keep spending, despite the fact that we had a consumer confidence report today that showed consumer confidence fell sharply last month. It had jumped the previous month, but fell back this month. And the Fed has said, no, Fed Chairman Powell was on Capitol Hill saying, yeah, no, we're so worried about ongoing inflation, but there's this tariff thing, and we have to wait and see how that impacts inflation. So there was plenty of either bad news, concerning news in general, and yet markets, you know, bumping up against all-time highs. Go figure.
What me worry, said the
market.
Okay, what me worry, said the market. But what do you attribute this to?
I think, you know, I was talking to some smart money people because I was really shaking my head. And one of them said, you know, I think this is a shot of adrenaline for the stock market, the strategic precision, the successful accomplishment, first of the strikes, Israel's first, but then the United States, not only the hitting those targets, but the fact that it was done, you know, so intriguingly with the bombers going west and the ones that carried the bombs going east. And the fact
and no that casualties. That is
and no casualties.
Huge.
And the fact that there's a great relief that the ceasefire seems to be holding and there's no damage, retaliatory damage to the Straits of Hormuz where oil gets shipped through.
Mm-hmm.
And because Iran, you know, gave warning through Qatar that they were about to go shoot some same number of missiles the U.S.
Right.
shot, of course ours were humongous bombs, and it's sort of a sense of, oh, is that all there is? So all of that relief just created a certain euphoria in the market. Do I think that will carry on? I have absolutely no idea. This is, as I said, I remember living through the end of the Vietnam War and through the inflation of the 80s. I've seen some strange stock market days, but I think today is one of the strangest.
And so just enjoy it while we have it because things could change tomorrow, right?
I want to stick with my all-time always advice. You're young and you keep investing because you must invest in America. If that goes, there's no point in being thinking about the future anyway. You're retired and you're thinking, see, aren't I glad I didn't sell? Look, the market's up 500 points. It's still, and I don't know when or for how, but it will and certainly will at some point, can have a significant decline. And so you just want to make sure you're not risking everything. You don't leave everything on the table. You've got some chicken money on the side, and then you'll sleep at night, and you'll have a big smile on happy days like this when the market's gone up.
Well, I'm out of eggs, and I'm not that worried about stopping at the grocery store on the way home because they're not that expensive anymore.
The chickens are home to roost, and all is well.
And I love your chicken money. You know,
everybody should have some. You sleep better.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. And do you remember Bobby Sherman at all? I mean, was he a, you know?
Yes, of course I do. But am I allowed to admit that?
Well, yeah, no, Mary and I were talking about it. He has passed away at the age of 81, and he was beautiful with his blue eyes. And we were talking about Here Come the Brides, a show that he was on with David Soul. And David Soul has passed away. I messed all that up. I thought the other Starsky and Hutch guy did.
Now, are you sure on that, Wendy?
What?
That David Soul has passed away?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'll search it right now.
I mean, yeah, I listen to listeners, which might be my downfall.
Yeah, he says
yeah, he passed away.
Oh, he died January 4th, 24, at age 80.
Yeah, he just passed away. And Paul Michael Glazer's still alive.
Right. Huh. Well, you know what? You might as well enjoy it while you've got it, is my motto, because nobody gets out of here alive.
I know. And, you know, now that I'm getting a little older, I don't like that. I'd like to get out of here alive. Is there any way?
I can't tell you if the stock market's going to go up or down. As Lou Rukeyser used to say, it will fluctuate. Sometimes it fluxes down and sometimes, yes, on the other side. But one thing is sure, we're not getting out of here alive.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, I hope to talk to you again then, Terry.
Lots of fun talking with you today.
Always a pleasure. Terry Savage, you can go to terrysavage.com.